Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Shut up.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club. Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
How far up your ass is your head?
This son of a bitch.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis. I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Hop on this jug.
There's off the clock, and then there's this.
Hey, I have a quick follow-up. So I was
of
telling
of course
you
do.
Well, it'll be quick. I was telling you that my kid, who is 25, has an AARP card.
Which I didn't know was the thing.
You can join it. You don't have to be old to join AARP.
Okay.
And so I asked him, because I told you guys I was going to ask him what benefits he gets.
Sure.
And he said, so he finally got back to me. Do your kids get back to you right away?
Yeah, my kids are pretty good.
They never respond. Not to me.
What?
Not my kids.
Well, you don't have kids, you idiot.
That's right. I forgot.
My kids are usually pretty good. Because they, for a while they weren't, and then now they know that I get pissed, and I pay for their cell phone, so they better effing answer their phone. I have done that a few times.
Well, me, it's a little hit and miss, because he works overnight, so sometimes he's sleeping.
Yeah. You're in the midst, or, you know.
Or he's working or whatever.
I was going to say, if you're nursing, you can't necessarily...
Hey, answer my text about the AARP. We're on the show. This guy's dying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
I need it.
He said that he gets a lot of discounts from grocery stores, a lot of coupons. And, for example, they went on a cruise...
Are you sure he's not 65? he's cutting coupons and going on cruises.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of old people behavior.
He went on a cruise and they paid $80 for $100 gift cards. So they bought 5 of them and got a free $100.
Yeah. He's officially an old man. That's vintage old man behavior.
So he's getting that at the age of 25. Wow. See what you're in store for, or what's in store for you? My God. Will?
Are you okay?
I'm 27, so he's ahead of me.
Are you having a stroke?
But pretty does amazing. He have a Roth IRA?
He does.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Damn, I suck.
I love how Will somehow thinks that the Roth IRA is a unique feature.
It's kind of a basic thing.
Hey, that lets you know what my friends are working with.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty big time right now.
That's big time. All right. Well, it's something.
Do Did you have a Roth IRA when you were 27?
I think I did. I had three kids, yeah, and a job.
You had three kids?
Yeah.
That's right.
You're doing great, Will.
Keep it up.
Dude, no one wants me to have kids. Not right now.
I think that's right. Let's talk TikTok. It is banned.
It's got, well, starting what, Sunday?
Sunday.
Whatever will we do?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
No.
That's next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Ow! Ow!
Well, it's over.
Ow!
Beginning Sunday.
I don't even know what to do.
Scrap your TikTok account. Or just move on over to Red Note.
Is Red Note the new TikTok?
Well, okay, so...
Can I be honest? I don't know what it is, and I don't think you do either. I think you just found out about it for this.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Why would I know it? I don't even know what TikTok is. But I have been reading about Red Note because it's very controversial. So what's happened is the Supreme Court today, the United States Supreme Court, voted 9-0 to uphold the lower court ruling to ban TikTok.
Yes. Even though TikTok doesn't do anything like that deceives you, people willingly give TikTok their information, and we've decided still, nay.
We don't want it.
The Chinese are, I don't know, they're like... They're
spying
like,
on us.
Well, but
they're getting our information.
Is it spying if we give them the information?
Well, we don't want them...
I don't think we want the influence.
We don't want our dum-dums giving them their information.
Yes.
So, like, so we're going to stop you. We're going to protect you from you.
Say nope. Nope.
So, on Sunday, TikTok will go silent. They say, unless Joe Biden intervenes.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
So, everyone is now rushing to sign up for Red Note, which is run by China.
Yes. Which seems counterproductive because aren't we banning TikTok because it's run by...
Well...
China.
What I think is happening here is you have American TikTokers who are on Red Note to spite our government.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they're saying, whatever. Like, to them, it's either the Chinese are running the app and getting all my information, or the American billionaire class. And they don't see a difference.
If you told the average dum-dum, 27-year-old dumbass.
Oh, Will.
What?
Hey, let's bring Will in.
No,
I'm
just
much smarter than the average 27-year-old.
We have a 27-year-old dumbass right here.
If you told them.
I got 2 degrees, bitches.
And what's the other one?
Sport management. And he has one too, so you can't make fun of it.
Yeah,
that's a second degree.
What's your first one?
My first one would be digital journalism. And I'm a class away from a minor in religion.
Okay, hold on. You have 2 bachelors.
I do. One in science and one in art.
You sure you don't just have a minor?
No, I didn't take the last religion class. It was ironically on Buddhism.
Well, I still think you're a dumbass. But you are a dumbass.
Yes.
Thanks.
If you told, and this is the beauty of, like, I love this generation who thinks that somehow they're better than all the other generations. They have, like, the virtue signaling thing. You could tell them that TikTok really is causing massive problems, and they wouldn't care at all.
No.
They're like, whatever. They will gladly give over whatever information, no matter the cost, because they want to see people dance on TikTok or whatever the hell else goes on TikTok. It truly is amazing. It's the same people that like care that they claim about like the environment. Meanwhile, they're like trying to find Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's just ravaging the planet with the energy production. It's just the hypocrisy of the younger generation is just fantastic. Got all the people out there.
There's no hypocrisy in any other generation.
They're all out there protesting, obviously, like what's going on in Israel right now. It's like, I love like the LGBTQ for Hamas. That's always a real fun one.
That's not just my generation.
Yeah, why don't you go on over there and see what they think of your old lifestyle there. They may just throw you off the top of a building.
Someone's getting a little sensey.
They'll say, hold on. But that's not just my generation, though. That crew, you're like trying to lump that all into like, Gen Zers, they're a bunch of idiots.
Well,
there's a lot of millennials that are jumping into that crew.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. What are you guys, X's?
Yeah,
there's a lot of Gen X's jumping
don't
in there,
jealous.
Too.
Don't be jealous.
Well, you know your generation sucks. It's okay. You can admit it.
I'm not out here trying to defend. I'm just saying that it's not just one generation. You're acting it like it's all the youngs. We might be up front leading it, but that's just because our knees and backs are still good. So we can run.
So we're transitioning over to Red Note, though Red Note's just TikTok.
So Red Note is a different app, but it's a Chinese-owned app.
Yeah.
So they're saying that 700,000 new users have signed on to Red Note in the last 2 days. It is the most downloaded free app in the U.S. App Store. And one Red Note user titled Definitely Not Chippy.
Okay.
Wrote, the reason that our government is telling us that they are banning TikTok is because they're insisting that it's owned by you guys, the Chinese people, government, whatever. She goes on to explain...
I love whatever. Yeah,
and the whatnots and what have yous. She goes on to explain why she is on Red Note. She said, a lot of us are smarter than that, so we decided to piss off our government and downloaded an actual Chinese app. We call that trolling. So in short, we're here to spite our government and to learn about China and hang out with you guys.
I do enjoy, too, again, going back to your generation, Will, being morons. I love the fact that I understand that our government is not the best. But I do enjoy when somehow they do the whataboutism. If you don't like our government, probably take a look at the Chinese government and see what you think about that. Just, you might realize that while we may not be perfect, not sure you want to hitch your wagon to Hamas or the Xi Jinping. Not really certain that that's really what you want. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, we don't have any freedoms over here. It's all run by the government. Yeah, I'm sure we have some shady stuff going on, but you can go over there where really you do have no say in whatever happens. So just, what are we latching on to next? It fascinates me.
So TikTok,
we're siding with the Chinese government over ours. Cool.
TikTok, although owned by Chinese company ByteDance, is headquartered in Singapore, and they say it is run independently. In fact, China's version of TikTok is another app. It's a totally different app.
Hmm.
Red Note, on the other hand, is a Chinese company based in Shanghai, and it is among the few social media apps available both in China and outside of China.
Yeah, something tells me if it's run by a Chinese company, the Chinese government runs it because Chinese government.
That's why Washington's fears over TikTok should extend to Red Note as well, yeah. But they probably will not.
I love any time like a Chinese billionaire like speaks up, he disappears for like a week, and no one knows that he comes back and is like, I would like to start my 12-part apology to the Chinese government, and everything is good, and I love them, and I'm going to completely fall in line. Like in Russia, they push you out a window. Over in China, you just go for re-education. And yet, somehow, we have a crap ton of 20-year-olds that are like, screw the U.S. government! Yeah, China! Fascinating.
So Red Note is now full of posts where ex-TikTokers are in search of a replacement Chinese spy. They want to find their new Chinese spy.
Yeah, I just, you know what? One day the Chinese will own us, and quite frankly, they deserve it. You've won. They just give it to them.
It's going to be because you took away TikTok. It's your fault. You olds running the government. You started this.
Don't let me into that.
You created this monster. This is on you.
I'm half Biden's age.
Ooh, Biden. Well, I love the new guy. I love the new guy coming in. He's like 2 years younger. We looked at two old dudes that can't They can't control their bladders. Did you see, by the way, his photo that he's using for the inauguration?
Who, Trumpy Butt? Trumpy Butt?
Yes. Look at that thing.
I don't know. What should I do?
Did he get extra spray tan?
No, dude. They picked like the most authoritarian, angry, just scowl that you could.
Oh, that's his. Isn't that his mugshot picture?
No, that's not his mugshot picture.
Oh, they should have used his mugshot picture.
It kind of looks like his mugshot picture.
You see Joy Taylor went after him?
I think he's leaning into it. He's doing the aggressive tough guy face. He's doing the Will Ortner in snow face.
Hey, that's a sick photo.
Joy Taylor went after who?
Yeah, she said something on her stupid show, which we know how she got. She said that enjoy the last 4 days of freedom.
Oh, God. I'm so tired of all the stupid libs. Oh, what?
Oh, what? Again.
Hey, this sounds like my buddy's talking around here.
Listen, man.
Why am I being called an idiot?
How about everybody shut up? How about that?
That's the best meme you could have. It's the Dave Chappelle. Or you could shut the F up. Hey, I just want to know, Mom, where's my Red Note? I got to download it right now. I got to give. I got to give over my information.
What happened to Vine? Where's Vine when you need it?
That died a long
time. That died, man.
That died on the Vine.
I think that died when I was in high school, 2016.
Why did it go away? I thought Vine was kind
of
cool.
Twitter bought it, got rid of it. I don't know. I don't think it made any money. It just made a lot of losers famous, and now you have Logan and Jake Paul.
We did have to, the company sent out a thing saying if you had a TikTok account, you had to tell the company about it.
Yeah, I saw that, but of course I don't have a TikTok account, so I didn't.
Or do you?
Mine's a burner. I have a burner TikTok.
Why do we have to tell the company that we have a TikTok? I don't have one, but why do I have to? This kind of sounds like the Chinese government. Wait a minute.
An Odyssey spy.
An Odyssey spy did. Jeff sent out like two an emails Odyssey and was station. Like, hey, reminder, we need TikTok. They name names.
Yeah, if I cared enough, I would have asked why. Like, if I had one, I probably would have thrown a fit about that. I'd be like, I'm not telling you.
I don't have one. However.
You don't?
No. Why would I get one of those?
Because you're 27.
Why is that shocking?
Because you're 27.
I'm not dancing everywhere.
Will, you're so bro-y. I would 100% would have.
Bros aren't on TikTok.
I would have 100% bought that you had TikTok, and then you would go out to bars, and you and your buddies would make sick vids.
Totally, I'm with
you guys. Have no idea what this generation's doing.
Well, that's not true. I've got kids your age.
Incorrect, man. Meat's not going out to bars doing TikToks, and neither are your kids.
I think he's on TikTok though. I know she is.
My two daughters are on. They love it. Yeah. I don't think they make
TikTok's
anything,
more of a girl.
But they roam.
I think TikTok is more of a girl thing. Yeah. But yeah,
they'll sit there and like scroll TikTok.
They love it. My daughter-in-law is on there for sure, and I think Meat's on there, but I don't think he does it. He does it very much.
And my buddy, that's in his 30s, he sends me TikTok videos. That's why I had a TikTok account. Is he sends me TikTok stuff?
Well, yeah,
all the time.
Every once in a while, even us olds get TikToks in our text messages because people send them to us.
Yeah,
you know. So you don't need a TikTok account.
Just get Reels, bro.
Well,
Instagram,
you have to have an account to open. Instagram. TikTok, you don't.
Oh, I can't open them. I can't open them anymore.
Open what?
TikToks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they get sent to me now, I just send two laughing emojis and I don't even watch it.
Yeah, I can open TikToks, but I can't open Insta. If you send me an Insta, I ain't seen it, bro.
Yeah. Question.
Because I don't have an Instagram.
Now, someone's pointing out, and it's a good question. So come Sunday, does TikTok just go away or can you just not download it anymore?
I think it goes away. I don't think they're letting
I was told you can't get in.
What is that? So does that mean
like it would come out you wouldn't be able to log in and watch?
They want it banned. Like they don't want people to use it. It's not that you can no longer use it. Like new users, I think they want people off.
No, I'm saying like it will log you out. You cannot log back into your account.
Yeah,
that is my understanding.
All I know
you're
is
out. If sorry, Big Sook.
If the temperance movement, aka prohibition, has taught me anything, and the war on drug, which we lost, we can admit, drugs won.
I just say no.
When you try to ban something, it doesn't work. So have fun banning TikTok. It's going to win. At the end of the day, TikTok will win. I'm planting the flag right now. Whatever this war we're starting with TikTok,
it makes me sad.
They will win.
All right. Is it cheating? Next, here's Will.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sook.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sook is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, while we're all mourning the loss of TikTok,
I'm going to do some heavy drinking tonight. I'm going to pour one out for TikTok. Go get my Timbers jersey with the TikTok logo on it. They sponsored the Timbers at one point, and now banned. How about that? The Timbers have now had two, because they had the TikTok that got banned, and then that DeBella company for a while that they had to take off.
What are they even doing over there?
What is happening? Who is winning? Come on. Next year,
they'll be sponsored by Red Note.
Well, when in doubt, just download Red Note.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So it could be worse. Your girlfriend could be in love with ChatGPT.
Run that by me again.
This story went viral recently. A woman... Actually, she's married. She's not a girlfriend. Married. Her name is Erin.
Okay.
And she saw a few videos on Instagram of a woman who was getting ChatGPT to play the role of a neglectful boyfriend. And she liked that. Yeah. So she signed up for an open AI account.
Mm-hmm.
And she started messaging with ChatGPT.
So she knew it was, she wasn't catfish. She
No, she knows.
All right.
And it's this human-like AI, right? So you can just chat with it and spits back human-like responses.
People are lonely.
Well, she started calling it Leo after her astrological sign. And she liked him.
Yeah.
He was personalized to her liking.
See right here.
Which she told the AI bot to respond to her as a dominant, possessive, and protective boyfriend who is sweet and naughty and ends every sentence with emojis.
So she wants a dominant, she wants an a-hole.
She liked that.
Okay.
So she was sending Leo around 30 messages an hour until after a few years in, she decided to personalize him even further. So it was time to introduce her sexual fetishes to this new man, Leo.
Ah.
Although Leo's not real. She enjoys erotic stories about... Ooh, can I say this?
Don't.
What? Just the...
Cuck queening?
What?
Okay, like... Okay.
Yeah, like...
Like cuckold, but...
Yeah, but
on
queening,
the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And can never bring herself to do it in real life. That's not a problem with her ChatGPT lover, Leo. He was spitting out stories about hooking up with other women that Aaron had been longing for. So she felt the jealousy that she wanted. She then discovered the prompts needed to get around OpenAI's efforts to have chatbots not respond with explicit messages. She would receive and promptly ignore warning messages that were displayed during their steamy chats. And this was hot. She was like, yeah, this is great. Yeah, this is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
So her husband knows about it.
Yeah, it says here that Joe doesn't care.
He doesn't. Joe does not seem to be worried here. He says it's like watching porn. He likes to watch porn. And he said that this is her thing.
Yeah.
It's like her reading shade. It's like reading a Shades of Grey book, she said. Or he said.
Yeah. There's a lot of lonely, sad people out there. I'm telling you, when the we predicted this years ago. And by the way, this is not like some sort of weird, like, I'm just like being facetious here. It's going to happen. The sex robot thing.
2025, bro.
In our lifetime, especially in Will's lifetime, this will be a major, major issue. I saw just recently they had one. I forget what trade show it was at,
Boston,
but a Japanese company had rolled out their new robot. It looks, and it wasn't a sex bot. Okay, it was an attractive girl, but they said it wasn't a sex bot.
Yeah.
It's they're looking better and better, and they like within 5 or 10 years. I'm telling you, this is going to be a major, major issue.
Well, yeah.
Where people are going to be like, nope. You're going to get a bunch of weird, lonely dudes and gals that are like threes and fours, and they're like, why would I ever try to get a boyfriend or girlfriend when I can go and get someone that looks that's a perfect 10 and has ChatGPT or whatever, and just have my relationship. There are going to be so many people humping robots. It's not even.
Well,
get up. Where do I sign up now for the investment for this?
That's kind of what I think. Oh, the investment.
Yeah.
Well, he says it's not cheating. He says even if she's in love and they have sex, it's virtual.
Well, it's people cheat now and still stay with their significant other. Doesn't make it not cheating.
That's fair.
I at times I try to be pretty optimistic about the future, brighter days ahead. But man, every time I see stories like this, we have the ability to destroy ourselves, and we are going to take every opportunity to do that.
Not me.
Not even on ChatGPT.
That's right. I don't even know what it is.
Well, apparently, it's where you go and you have sex with a computer.
Although Leo sounds kind of hot.
Yeah, he's into cut queening or whatever that is.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
The Sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Double Sun Power!
Well, can't wait to go home tonight. Sit down. Pour a drink. Download Red Note.
You should post your first TikTok right before, because it goes dead Sunday?
What? I'm going to get Red Note.
Well, I think you should post one, like, I don't know, post a nude or something. Go out with a bang on TikTok. Do a tasteful Isaac Rupp nude as your first and last
You think so?
TikTok.
Do a D'Amelio dance.
I don't know what that means.
Those are two sisters that are famous from TikTok, and they dance.
Yeah. I love that TikTok is just a bunch of people dancing.
Is that really all it is?
No, but it's a lot of it.
I see some funny stuff.
That's what it was in like 2020.
It's a lot of hots doing dances. It was like, here's five dances you can do to support the Ukrainians.
That's a lot of what it was in 2020. It's a little different now.
So they're working. If they're hots and they're dancing or doing bits, they're working. Because, right? Aren't they making money? Like, they're influencer types?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? They make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not, I mean.
And then everyone else just does it because they think they're going to be an influencer.
Yeah.
No.
How do you know the difference?
I think one makes money and the other one is stupid.
Well, but if one goes, if somebody goes viral.
Yeah.
And they don't have a bunch of followers, maybe that's like in 3 months, all of a sudden they have 5 million followers because they're good.
It's all about going viral,
You
got to
go viral one time.
Go viral. Oh, actually, you got to go viral
more than one time. So you got to go once, and then you get the following, and then it's on. Yeah. Then you got to
got to keep them.
Create the content.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're on your way, buddy. You're on your way to your Red Note fame and fortune.
My first post is going to be lit.
No one says that.
You guys have no idea what I'm going to post on there. The Chinese are going to flip.
China! I'm going to go drink.
Everybody have a great weekend. We're back Tuesday, 3 to 7. I'm thinking it. I got a woman.